Sunday marks the birthday of Dr. Arthur Conan Doyle. Now, while he's known as an author and the creator of Sherlock Holmes, Dr. Doyle was something of a sleuth in his own profession. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS NewsHour contributor Dr. Howard Markell joins me now. Before we get to know the author's story, we have to know about another doctor, Robert Koch. So who is he?
Well, Robert Koch was perhaps the greatest medical detective of all. He discovered the germ that causes tuberculosis, the germ that causes anthrax and cholera, and he developed a set of rules that other bacteriologists had to follow to prove that Agent X actually causes disease Y.
So Koch was announcing a big discovery at a medical conference in Berlin. What was it?
Well, these were the days when all doctors went to the same conference. Now medicine is so splintered. There's cardiologists and pediatricians and what have you. But this was the World Congress of Medicine. It was filled with an all-star cast of doctors, but the biggest star was Robert Koch. And in 1890, in a blistering heated day in August, he announced he had, quote, a remedy for tuberculosis.
This was a big deal, right?
It was a huge deal because it was the leading cause of death of people between 20 and 45 years of age. And it was on everybody's mind. So this made front page news around the world almost instantly.
So Arthur Conan Doyle, who's got his little practice in England, he decides, hey, I'm going to Berlin. I want to hear this announcement from Koch himself. But he didn't have tickets to the event. It's a huge event. What happened?
Well, he was practicing and he was writing his first Sherlock Holmes story, but he just was stunned by this announcement. He went to London very quickly and got an assignment so he could write about it for the Review of Reviews. And when he got to Berlin, as you're right, he did not have a golden ticket to get in. So he tried all sorts of things, even stalking Koch and going to his home. And finally, a doctor named Hertz from Detroit, Michigan, got him in to see the great exhibition.
So it turns out that Doyle was a little skeptical. He did some investigation, some deductive reasoning, just like Sherlock Holmes, to Dr. Koch's discovery. What did he find?
Well, this is the really remarkable part. He noted that it really didn't cure tuberculosis. It may have done something to an early patient.
So not a remedy.
Not a remedy at all. He found it's probably a good way of diagnosing TB. In fact, what Koch's tuberculin cure was a TB test. It was an old-fashioned TB test because it actually used tuberculosis microbes. We now use something called purified protein derivative, which is a little bit safer. But that's what Conan Doyle said months ahead of the time that Robert Koch finally admitted, you know, it's not a remedy. I made a mistake, but it is a good diagnostic tool.
It's a pretty bold thing for a small-town doctor challenging the findings of an internationally known medical researcher. How was it received?
Well, you're right. It took a lot of chutzpah, as my grandfather might say, to do that. But it was received rather well in that the Review of Reviews was a major magazine at the time, and Robert Koch must have been aware of it. Also, he was finding more data that it simply wasn't working. Conan Doyle later said in his own autobiography that event changed his life.
Why is that?
Because he really learned to trust his own instincts and his own brilliant mind. And in fact, the man behind Sherlock Holmes was a pretty good diagnostician himself.
Looks like it. Dr. Howard Markell is University of Michigan's medical historian and a PBS NewsHour contributor. Thanks for the story.
Elementary.